Look beyond your horizon.
Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Do you have a compass? Do you remember compasses? Some people might not even know what they are. You know, a compass, it tells you which way you're going, what direction you're going, if you're on the right path. I kind of wish I had a life compass that always told me way ahead of time, yes, the direction you're going is the correct direction. But I guess when it comes to life, any direction you go to, you should be grateful for, because no matter what direction you go in, it will cause an experience. And every experience is a ripple effect to who you become. So when I look back in some of the directions I took, not always the best, it also forced me to do something different. So I'll give you an example. You know, I went to nursing school. My compass, my whole life, I was going to be a nurse. I got to college and realized, one, I really liked 25-cent beer night, which wasn't the greatest for studying. Two, I love to socialize. Three, I hate chemistry. Four, I failed biology. So you see where I'm going with this. So my compass was always telling me to do nursing. And now here I was, failing out of nursing school. My father was like, get home. This is costing me a fortune. And I kind of wandered without a compass. So when do you decide to stay the course of where you're going? Now, I love that statement, stay the course, because I have, you know, I say it all the time, I have ADD, whether I really do or not. I personally think just I'm creative. We're all creative. We just kind of use these terms sometimes loosely. So I'm sorry if I offend anyone. No meaning to do so. But because I have so much on my mind all the time, I have a lot of ideas, which in turn can distract me from staying on my course. You know, another thing that keeps me distracted, when I have ideas and plans and I should be working on something and I'm scrolling on Facebook, seeing some other singer-songwriter or artist, you know, getting some accolade or touring or performing in front of a huge audience, all of a sudden, my course seems dim. I lose the light of it. And that's just a bummer, isn't it? How many times do you find yourself looking on Facebook or Instagram or in the news or anything, and it seems that life is easier for someone else, or their course or their compass got them where they were supposed to be at the right time? Well, let's get honest with ourselves. Let's look backwards. I mean, not everyone says look forwards. Just for a second, let's look in our past. What are some of the most memorable, exciting things that you experienced in your life? And were they expected? A lot of times for me, some of the most rewarding situations came from the unexpected. But the bottom line was that I literally was staying the course in the sense of being true to me. So staying the course doesn't always mean staying on this one road, never looking right, left, or whatever. It just means staying the course of who you are. And don't forget that we're constantly evolving. So that course has to have a little wiggle room. We have to be able to flux. You know, we have to be able to move a little here and there, especially when life throws a curveball. You know, my sister sent me this really awesome verse today, or I should say, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's actually, she follows Amma, who's a spiritual leader. And it says, you can't run from life. Now, how many times when the course seems so hard, when you are on the course and your compass is telling you, go into the fire, and you start imagining or daydreaming about some hut on a private island where there's no people. Now, let me tell you, people, that happens to me a lot, where you want to run the other way. You want to run away from life. Well, you want to run away from the challenges, or you think that life shouldn't have so many challenges. But if you stay your course and you focus on what's important. So me being a Capricorn, Capricorns are workaholics. We are. We just love to work. It makes us happy. It doesn't make us bad people. We just love to work. We love the idea of having something to do. Now, sometimes, you know, obviously, I get exhausted and I throw care to the wind and I say, forget it. I'm just going to go for a walk, which is so important. Which brings me to that statement. What is important? And on any given day, it could change. So, you know, I think the normal go-to of what people say, what's important, family, friends, enjoying life. And so those are very generic. And I don't mean family is generic, but those are the go-tos. But really, when it comes down to your last day on this planet, what is going to feel important to you? Will it be those boots you just had to buy that you couldn't afford and were all bummed out about it? Would it be an argument you had with a friend? Would it be, you know, the condo you always wanted to buy? Doubtful. When you're laying in that bed on your last breath, I have a feeling what's important and what you will remember are the things that warmed your soul, which means that while you're on this course and while you're holding on to that compass should really, I'm thinking of Iron Man because I watched it last night again with my husband. You know how he's got that light in the middle of his chest that's actually keeping him alive. So think of that as your compass. Think of that light in your chest, which is better known as your soul. And how does it feel when you are on your course? Does it feel alive? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel light? And does it feel settled? I think that that's a really good thing too. Did you ever notice when you're fighting to get something or you're working towards something and or a dream that you've just like banging your head against a wall and why isn't this working? Did you ever think that maybe it wasn't supposed to? Did you ever think that maybe in that dream, I'm not saying give up your dreams, so hello, my radio show is called Dream Big, but I'm just saying sometimes, most of the time, it's a larger picture. So think about that. When you're on this course and you've got your head down and you're not looking up, don't forget to look up, look around, you'll see signs. So one of the things I want to talk about too is while we're on our course, it's a lot easier to look at someone else's life so you don't have to deal with your own. I'm just going to laugh about this. So there's a certain person that I know, and I've done this in my life too, where they focus so much on someone else and say, oh, look what he's doing with his life, or look, you know, if he just did this, or if she just did this, or, you know, I think I should help her with this, or I should help him with this. What happens to that? One, you're not that person. And you should never be judge and jury of someone else's life. And also, how do you know? I mean, you're literally not in their skin. You're not in their brain. And you don't know what's right for them 100% of the time. You might say, hey, you know, you might not want to buy that Ferrari since you only have $150 in the bank. Just saying. I mean, advice is good. But my main point here, and I've brought this up in past radio shows. So my daughter and I watch Runaway Bride like a million times. And for all you Julia Roberts fans, you're all like, yay. And for all you non-Julia Roberts fans, you're like, ew. But there's a scene and I just crack up every time because it is such a good lesson in life. So here's this woman who is engaged, you know, multiple times, gets to the altar and literally runs away. So, you know, some reporter comes out to do a piece on her. And one of the things he notices is that anything she decides because someone else has said it first. For example, she goes out to breakfast with her new beau that she's engaged to, and they were at a restaurant and they said, what kind of eggs do you want? And her fiance says, I want over easy. And she said, you know what? I'll have over easy. So the reporter goes back to all the other guys she was engaged to and asks what kind of eggs Maggie liked. That was her name. And every time it was, oh, same as me, scrambled. Oh, same as me, sunny side up. Oh, so in other words, she literally morphed into them. She didn't know who she was. She wasn't on her own course, which was why she kept running away every time she got to the altar, because she realized that in that moment, her gut, her soul was screaming so loud, she ran. She didn't have her own course. So in the scene, it's always like, focus on Maggie, because Maggie needs to learn to focus on her. When you're on a course, all right, let's say this. Anybody ever drive to London? Oh, in London, I mean? Oh, my God. So one, you're on the other side of the road. The steering wheel is on the other side, too, I think. My husband and I did this. We tried. We attempted to drive. He did. It was a stick shift. And he was sitting on the other side, so imagine that, and driving on the other side of the road. And people drive like maniacs in London. So here we are trying to figure out where we're going, right? We're trying to stay on our course. But meanwhile, we're in the wrong lane. He's turning into traffic. People are screaming at us, obscenities, giving us the finger. And it was like, oh my God, we literally took the car back. And we said, forget it. We took a bus. It was so much better. But the point is that if we're looking all over, we can't stay on the road. And what kind of road is it? You know, so getting, you know, confused and distracted by life is one of our biggest obstacles, I feel. I know my dream big clients come in and we get to the root of what they want to do with their lives. But prior to getting to the root of what they want to do in their life, they tell me all these things that are distractions. They don't even know they're doing it. They just list them. So when we finally get to the core and the truth of what they really want to do with their life, for the moment, by the way, then they give me all the excuses why they can't. Why they can't go after their truth, why they can't go after their dream. And you know what? It's always about someone else. Oh, my husband won't believe in me. Oh, I have kids, they'll laugh at me. Oh, you know, I have a job and it'll get in the way. You know, believe me, I've had all those reasons. I've had all those reasons. I've had friends and family who never understood what I was doing. Even now, they're like, whoa, because I'm always picking up a new project, something that seems larger than life to them. But to me, it feels right. My soul, my little Iron Man heart is glowing when I do it. And guess what? Because we all have that inner light, why let someone else dim it? People are afraid of failure. And believe me, it keeps me up at night too. I battle with it all the time. But what really is failure? I think the biggest failure in life is not going for what you really dream about. What about taking that vacation? I have a friend who always wanted to go to Italy. And her husband was like, nah, I don't want to go. And then I went with my husband. And she was like, I really want to go. I said, you can go. But if he doesn't want to go, don't take him. Go with someone else. And she said, no, I want to go with him. I said, all right. So I gave her information. I gave her information about going to a place she'd always want to go. You know what she did? She saved every penny from her part-time job. And she told her husband she had the money and they're going to Italy. Now, prior to that, she had all the excuses. We can't afford it. He doesn't want to go. I don't even know where to go. I don't know how to do this. But you know what? We have resources for everything. Google, hello. You know, come on. So anytime you feel that you can't do something, reach out to someone who really cares about you. Reach out for information. The mountain seems so high, but when you finally realize that what you're looking for and what your course is telling you, where it's telling you to go, where your compass is screaming to say, you know, come on, you can do this, follow this. It's not as big when you get there. And all of a sudden you're like, man, I can't believe I waited this long. So we don't know where we're going to end up in life, right? We just don't know. Life throws its curves. So one of the things I think is important is to get quiet. Do you remember, I don't know, I'm older than some of you listeners, but when I went to kindergarten, there was like nap time. I don't even know if they called it nap time. But what we did is we had to take our cute little mats and we had to lay them out and we had to get quiet. Isn't that brilliant? I think we all need quiet time. I always think that people in corporations should insist that everyone has quiet time sometime during the day, that they take their little mat and they go somewhere and they get quiet. And when we get quiet, we have to calm our mind because so much of life is getting lost in thought. I, for example, last night in my sleep, literally was doing to-do lists. Oh my God, are you serious? I was going over them and it was on loop. So it just kept going over and over of all the to-do things I didn't get done. Okay, what does that tell you, people? That tells you that I didn't get enough quiet time the day before. Or I watched Iron Man before I went to bed and it got me too excited. But either way, I didn't get quiet. I didn't allow my mind to get calm. When we do that, and I say that over and over and over again, we get messages, quiet messages. They're different than, oh, shoot, what did I forget at the grocery store? Or, oh, I've got to pay that bill or blah, blah, blah. Not those kind of messages. The message that warms your heart, those messages. The voice that says, you're going to be okay. You've got this. You can do whatever you put your mind to. Doesn't mean that you have to do it 120% every day because we're tired sometimes. Life can be tiring. Distractions can make us tired. I always daydream about, you know, being on my path and just the straight line, like get me there already. But we are ever evolving. You know, I read this thing. Can I say that? AARP. Okay, I can say it. I said it. It was Annette Bening. And she's 70-something, I think. And she said that, she might be in her 60s. I don't want to get her mad at me like she knows me. But the bottom line is she said that, you know, we always think that once we get to a certain age, we'll have wisdom. And we know, you know, kind of like this infinite ending of, okay, once I'm this age, I've got it all down pat and now I can just live. No, it is constant learning. But the cool thing is because you were on this course of life and because you had this compass and wherever you end up in your 50s or your 60s or your 70s, all that stuff before helps you be so wise. You are wise. I mean, you have no choice but to be wise because you've made mistakes. You've gone a different path when your compass was saying go right and you chose to go left. You remember that. You've chosen to kind of give up the ghost. Some of the things that you always thought were going to be, but they weren't, but something better came in its place. These are all beautiful things. So I know it probably sounds like mixed signals here. Stay the course, but be open. Okay, how does that happen? Because the course is wider than we think. I've talked in the past about how I think that I didn't know anything about like totem animals or whatever. But when I was going through a really hard time and I wasn't sure, there was this choice I had to make. And I was so caught up in the decision of which way to go. And my life, my people in my life, some were supporting my decision, some weren't. Some of the closest people to me weren't. And I thought, should I listen? But I knew that light, my Iron Man light, was like, go this way, trust me. And every time I would look out the window, there'd be a hawk. I mean, one time I was driving down the road and I was like, why am I going here? I don't even know why I'm going here. The hawk was hovering over my windshield in front of me. I decided to look up what the hawk meant. And it says, the hawk spiritually means that look at the bigger picture. So while you're on that course, realize this path that you're on is not narrow. It is wider. And while you think that you're on this course and you stay this course, and what I mean by staying on the course is not to compare yourself with somebody else's course. You can learn from other people. Absolutely. If you want something and something looks good in someone else's life, you can absolutely get the same thing. But it's your course and you are different than me. And I am different than you. And that's what's so important in this lifetime is that we all have this light that we're supposed to share in all different ways. You know, I played a show last weekend and literally I was feeling a little down that day, but I realized that my light wanted to shine and it did. And people came up to me and we were talking and so many different interesting people. And I thought, my God, this world is filled with individuals and we're all different. I think that, you know, think about being a painter and having just an endless amount of color to use. That's what we are. We are each a certain color that no one else has, just you. And so you should paint your color all over the world. It can be small, it can be big, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, if it's your course, don't copy someone else's. You can't. Do what's right for you. You'll know. Your soul will lighten up. Be the Iron Man of yourself. Have that heart, that light that's in there, and shine your own. Focus on Maggie. Know what's important. Give yourself quiet time. You know, stay the course. Use your beautiful life compass and trust that you are on the right path. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I look forward to having a great week, and I know you will too, on your path, and I'll see you along the way. I will wave. Until next week, dream big.